Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It's still not clear which party will control the House of Representatives next year. 20 races are undecided. Republicans are now in the lead, but they still need more wins to reach the 218 seats necessary to hold the majority. The current House Speaker was interviewed on ABC's This Week. Nancy Pelosi said the Democrats did better than some expected this year because they ran on the issues and ignored the naysayers who said they couldn't win.
I'm very proud of our candidates, both our incumbents as well as our red to blue candidates. They never accepted the punditry that they couldn't win. They had courage, they had purpose, and they understood their district.
The Senate will remain in Democratic hands after Nevada Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto won re-election last night. There's still one Senate race to be decided. Georgia holds a runoff election December 6th. President Biden met one-on-one with the leaders of Japan and South Korea today. The meetings are part of a trip across the Pacific region intended to shore up U.S. alliances in the Indo-Pacific, especially as concerns mount over North Korean missile tests and a rising China. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
Biden sat down with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and later South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, wrapping up a busy weekend of face-to-faces with leaders from ASEAN countries in South and Southeast Asia as well. Much of the meetings were about China. Biden pushed for open navigation in the East and South China Seas, where China has competing territorial claims with other countries. He also said he wanted peace to remain between China and the Democratic Island of Taiwan, which China claims as its own. Biden is expected to raise these issues with China's leader Xi Jinping in person this coming week during a G20 summit in Indonesia. Emily Fang, NPR News, Bali, Indonesia.
Residents of Kherson are returning to life under Ukrainian control days after Russian troops were driven out after occupying the city for more than 8 months. Fighting continues. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
As Ukrainian troops carry out what they call stabilization operations in parts of Kherson abandoned by the departing Russian soldiers, airstrikes and artillery attacks continue along the new front line. Moscow's forces have been targeting electricity and water infrastructure, including the massive Kakhovka Dam on the Dnipro River. In the center of Kherson city, locals are celebrating the return of their troops by passing out yellow and blue balloons and waving Ukrainian flags. President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed to keep pressing forward with Ukraine's counteroffensive. Zelensky predicted that his soldiers will soon be welcomed with Ukrainian flags in Crimea, which was seized by Russia in 2014. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kripvnitsky, Ukraine.
This is NPR News from Washington. An explosion hit a busy pedestrian street in Istanbul, Turkey today. Officials say at least six people were killed and dozens more were injured. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called it a treacherous attack and said its perpetrators will be punished. For the first time in months of the pandemic, movie theaters are crowded again. NPR's Bob Mandela reports Marvel's Black Panther Wakanda Forever arrived in cineplexes this weekend.
When actor Chadwick Boseman died of cancer 2 years ago, the future of Marvel's Black Panther franchise seemed cloudy.
Without the Black Panther, Wakanda will fall.
But with $84 million in the till on opening day, Wakanda Forever is living up to that title. Marvel movies mostly compete among themselves for records these days. Wakanda Forever will likely settle in somewhere in the $180 million range this weekend, meaning it will slam past July's $144 million opening of Thor: Love and Thunder, but will have to work to beat the $187 million pace set by Doctor Strange back in May. No other film this year even comes close. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
The first regular season NFL game in Germany took place today. The Seattle Seahawks and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers played at the home field of the Munich soccer team. Tampa Bay won 21-16. Three more games will be held in Germany over the next three seasons. Germany has become the NFL's top market in Europe. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.